Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Renee Moe, and you are listening to The Queen's Lair. We are back again for another episode, and bear with me because I'm doing this mobile. I've never done a mobile recording before, so I'm doing like dual things with my phone, which I think it's going to work. So hopefully this will record. Well, if it does, then I'll be doing much more on the road type stuff. But I'm actually sitting in my car outside my apartment, and I am been doing running errands basically today. I know that today's Columbus Day, and I don't celebrate Columbus Day. To me, it's another day of work, to get a lot of stuff done. And, you know, a lot of people, actually a lot of entrepreneurs tend to get a lot of things done on Monday holidays because they actually have time to kind of, you know, sit back and really evaluate everything that they're doing and kind of, you know, get some little extra work in. Because during the week, if you're a full-time entrepreneur, you're running around to meetings and all that sort of stuff because other people are doing the 9-to-5 thing. And if you do stuff with corporate, as I do, you're running around servicing your 9-to-5ers. So since your 9-to-5ers, for the most part, are off today, and so that gives us as entrepreneurs more time to kind of lay out and really deal with all the things that we have to deal with, you know, just taking care of our businesses and all of that. But let's get to let's get to the biz of today. First of all, we had to get that out. But then, okay, actually, it's not first of all. Second of all, I want to say thank you so much that showed up and showed out at the Pink Leaf Retreat this past weekend. It was so amazing. Like, I can't even tell you, like, it was just so great. And there was a few snafus here and there. Nothing that any of us other people could control. But I am telling you, it was absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I was so thankful and so just, like, from the bottom of my heart, so thankful, you know, because it really just came full circle for me of why I do what I do, you know, and getting together with other entrepreneurs. And I'm sorry if you hear noise on the phone and everything. Like I said, I'm going mobile. I'm trying something different today. I'm actually getting over a mini flu. I feel much better today. I mean, it sounds much better, but I feel 100% better than I did yesterday, that's for sure. It's just the lingering kind of cough and little congestion. But I am telling you, first of all, thank you, Mayel Organics. I absolutely love Mo Rodriguez. This lady, she is just, you just have to follow Mayel Organics or follow Mo Rodriguez. I think her Instagram is Exquisite Mo. She's just amazing. She's a sweetheart. She's all about her business. She supplied the Pink Leaf Retreat. This is our third annual Pink Leaf Retreat. She supplied us with full-size products. And y'all know I love Mayel Organics, one of my favorite products from them. They have a great ginger edge control, but one of my favorite products from them is this avocado moisture, amazing. I just love it, like their avocado thing. So wonderful. The swag bag we had was lit, like I can't even tell you. And if you think I'm joking, go over to Blackberry Naturals, Instagram, and you will see how lit that swag bag was. Swag bags were ripping. That's how lit they were. That's how heavy they were with product. Okay? Myel Organics, thank you. Wow. Patsy Girl, my girl Cheyenne, thank you so much for your full-size products, your expertise. Oh, my goodness. We even had a big chop. We had a big chop. A young lady who runs Butter Body Care, thank you so much for your swag bag contributions. She had a beautiful table. I'm telling you, go check out Blackberry Naturals Instagram, and you'll see the pictures. It was so amazing. She had like this 2 or 3 inches of this dead hair, split ends, and she's like, you know, 75% of my hair is natural, and I just have these ends. And we were talking to her the whole day, like trying to hype her up, you know. You've got to cut these ends off. Girl, just let it go. She's like, I don't know if I can let it go. Let me tell you something. We were only going to just cut off a little bit just for her to kind of get a feel. But when she saw the texture of her natural hair just popping, because, honey, I went out to my car. I got my Felicia Leatherwood brush, detangling brush. I had Patsy Girl, her spritz that she has that's so wonderful. And we got to town on her hair, and I just got to snip it. And when I showed her how amazing her hair is and how healthy her natural hair is, she said, just take it off. Just cut it off. She said, just cut off all the ends. I don't care. Just cut it off. We were like, yes! We were so excited. Oh, my gosh. It was so great. So please, again, go over to Blackberry Naturals Instagram, and you will see the pictures. You'll see the pile of hair that we cut. Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. It was so amazing. Her daughter was on FaceTime. We wanted to go live, but wasn't comfortable with going live. I said, well, what we could do, we could videotape it, and then you can upload it in pieces if you want to later on. But her daughter was on FaceTime, and she's like, I'm so happy for you. Because her daughter went natural 4 years ago, I think when she was like 15 or 16. So I think she's like 20 now. And she was just like, yes, Mom, I know that's right. You know, it was so great. It was a great moment. And you could tell she was just letting go, and you know, of this length that wasn't even doing anything for her because she had her hair up anyway. So we put her hair back in the same style, but now with this afro puff of just texture and beauty. And it was so wonderful. And you could tell, like, her spirit was so much lighter. It's like, what are you holding? You know, you don't need to hold on to this. And this is actually perfect. It segues right into this episode. This is episode 2 of season 8. Blocking is self-care. Okay? All right, let's get into it. I say blocking is self-care because I definitely have had to unfollow, block, you know, people on social media that just do absolutely nothing for your spirit. This was like April, the young lady's name was April, who, you know, cut her hair, cut the dead ends off of her hair, the end of the relaxer and everything. People who do not serve you anyway, and I don't mean serve you as in do things for you. I'm talking about people who don't serve your spirit. People who do not serve your soul. They need to go. And I don't mean throwing folks to the wayside, but social media, we tend to get so soaked up and so into what people are doing on social media that we are not always paying attention to what we need to be doing to build ourselves up, especially us as entrepreneurs. We are constantly fighting time. We are constantly fighting situations. We are constantly just in this up and down turmoil of what it is we're doing with our business, how are we going to make this next dollar. And then, but you have all these bandwagon jumpers, and I did a podcast about bandwagoneers, people who only jump on when it benefits them. Blocking is self-care. Let me tell you something. I block almost on a daily. You have to take stock of what is going on around you in your life. And social media is a major piece of this. Because for a lot of business owners, you're on social media. So this is a major piece to the puzzle. You have to evaluate these people. People in your life either need to be promoted or demoted. And the demotion, you cannot feel bad about it. The demotion, you don't have to explain it. That's another thing. People feel like they have to explain why they blocked. They have to explain why they unfriended. That doesn't mean I'm unfriending you in life. It just means that when I log on to my social media, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is, I want to see positive vibes. I want to see growth. I don't want to know all your business about how your baby daddy ain't ish and you need to be blasting and dragging him on social media. It's not necessary. Just let it go. There was a couple of situations yesterday, which I let everybody know, it didn't affect our event, but it definitely put a little bit of a damper for me, not for the other folks because they were just having a good old time, but it put a little damper for me. It let me know that I have to be more picky about certain brands and people that I work with, you know what I mean? And it reminded me that I was like, you know what? If people are not serving you, if they're not serving your soul, if they are not lifting you higher, just in your overall being, you need to let those people go. And it doesn't mean that you don't talk to them anymore. It just means that you take control of the situation and only bring them into your circle when you are ready. You don't have to know every single thing that's going on in people's lives. And for the people that constantly share everything, you don't have to share every time you walk up the street to the store. You don't have to share every single time you pee. It's not necessary. Keep some things to yourself. Keep some things, not even to yourself, but keep some things for yourself. We all like to share good news. We all like to share the kids are going back to school. Those are amazing and positive things. Your husband gave you a great great bouquet of flowers or whatever. You share the thing with your bestie. Post that and then go. You don't have to give all the extra details. Keep some mystery in there. Blocking is self-care. Unfollowing is good for your health. And I know people will get upset with this, but I'm telling you, sometimes you just have to block out the foolishness. Sometimes you just have to unfollow the foolery and take back self-care. Self-care is everything. Your mental health is everything. That's it. I'm done preaching. Thank you so much again to all of the sponsors and the speakers that came out yesterday that supported the Pink Leaf Retreat. We have a brand new event, actually two events coming up in 2018, one big road trip, and then we also have a brunch coming up as well. So stay tuned to Onyx Queen Media on social media. That's Instagram, that's Facebook, that's Twitter, and also Blackberry Naturals on Instagram and also on Facebook. Thank you so much, everyone. I am fighting through the last of this cold, so I hope that you guys got the gist of everything that I was saying today. Thinking is self-care. Unfollowing is good for the soul. Thank you so much, you guys. I will be back next week with another great podcast. You've been listening to The Queen's Lair, and I am your host, Renee Lowe. Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.